challenge of the Space Cadets.
Cadets log, first entry. After a year and a half of hard work at the Academy, I finally passed the Spacer's exam and eagerly await my first assignment. No matter what it is or how long it takes, I'll absolutely be ready to report to duty and prove myself to my new crew. Though, please God, don't make it a garbage scout.
Jones, Nicholas J.
That's me.
Congratulations on passing the Spacer exam. Here is your license. Please choose a life insurance provider within 24 hours of receiving this license. Be aware that using this license to represent yourself as anything other than an inexperienced cadet will result in up to 5 years in prison. Job placement will be done by the Space Bureau. If you attempt to find this position outside the proper channels, your license may be revoked. If you understand this, please sign here.
Can you check if any ships have picked me? I have a friend who got chosen the first day.
I'll check, but understand that it is very rare to be assigned in the first 24 hours. Usually it takes anywhere from 1 to 9 weeks for a cadet to... Looks like you're one of the lucky ones. Wait a minute. Oh dear, that's not good.
What?
I need you to understand, sir. This hardly ever happens.
What?
The ship you're supposed to go out on, UIS Challenge, is leaving orbit in 2 hours.
What?
Sir, I need you to not panic. If you call a skimmer now, it will take 45 minutes to reach the space elevator in Buenos Aires. The elevator will get you into orbit in about 30. You might make it, but you better hurry. But look, I still need you not to panic. Cadets who miss their ship fall to the bottom of the assignment queue.
Shit. Tom, I need you to get me a skimmer.
Your skimmer is circling the building and will be landing shortly.
Quick, get me to...
Out of my way. I need this more than you do.
Hey, that's my skimmer. Just because you got that gang tattoo on your face doesn't mean you can just push anyone around.
Get your mitts off me.
Oof.
See ya, chump.
Tom, get me another skimmer.
Your skimmer will be arriving in 15 minutes.
Shit, if I ever see that jerk again. Which airlock is UIS Challenge docked at?
United Interstellar Shipping Challenge. It's at airlock 15, way on the other side of the orbital platform. You know, it will be starting separation procedures in 10 minutes.
Thanks. Is this the UIS Challenge?
1 minute before separation. Cutting it close, ain't you, cadet?
Some jerk stole my skimmer.
Don't let Captain Kip hear you say that. Nothing he hates more than an excuse. Get your butt in there, kid.
Well, look who finally decided to join us. I thought we'd have to leave without you. Take your seat, I was just about to explain the behavior I expect from cadets on my ship. We can start with punctuality. Cadet Jones is officially docked 1 week's pay for tardiness. Go on, sit down.
Fancy meeting you here, chump.
You! I'd lay you out right here, punk. 2 weeks' pay from both of you. I don't care what history you two have, stow it. The person sitting next to you is going to save your life or get you killed. Infighting, bickering, unprofessionalism are all things that got the last four cadets assigned to this ship blown out an airlock. Take that in for a minute, gentlemen. This is no game. Out there, your life is on the line every minute of the day. If you want to goof off, go join the army. Space will put you in real danger. This is a career for cold, hard sons of bitches, and if you can't be a hard son of a bitch, you need to get off my ship right now. We have 4 officers on this ship and 4 cadets. There's a reason for that. The cadet's job is to know every line officer's position so that when that officer goes down, you can step up. Any questions? Cadet Lubis.
This ship must have 30 crewmen. With so many, why do you need us for that?
The crewmen are too busy keeping the ship in one piece to worry about picking up new skills. That's why you spent your year in the academy, so you can hit the ground running. But don't even think of yourself as better than them. They have a harder task of keeping the ship and its cargo in working order. And it's a good thing we have so many, since the skinflints at the corporation only gave us 3 robots, and one is too busy acting as a doctor to help out the crew.
I heard the old doctor went nuts and killed all the cadets.
Shut up, that didn't happen. Probably.
Now, I wouldn't be so sure. I had an uncle with space madness. Marooned his crew on an asteroid and blew the ship.
I'm not gonna pretend you'll all survive this trip, but I will promise this first year in space will be the hardest of your life. My challenge to you is to not get killed, dismissed. Show him the ropes, Bert.
All right, you planet monkeys. You heard the captain. Get a move on. Tour the ship, then straight to quarters, then get plenty of shut-eye because tomorrow I'm gonna work you earthworms like dogs. Even if it's only for cleaning, you never go to the airlock without a spacesuit. That concludes the tour. You'll find the quarters at the end of the corridor, room 199.
It's a broom closet with bunk beds.
Barely enough room in here for you, Fatty. How are we supposed to fit in?
Don't call him Fatty.
Meh, better than my real name.
What's your real name?
Gaylord.
Fatty it is.
You can have the top bunk, Sapphire.
Thank you. Nice to know at least one of you is a gentleman.
Yeah, well, the other top bunk's mine. Got a problem with that?
As a matter of fact, I do. I ain't gonna be your doormat, Sans. I owed you that from before.
You wanna die? Is that it, pretty boy?
That all you got, tough guy?
You wish. I ain't stopping till I knock out all your teeth.
Knock it off. My quarters are next door and these bulkheads are thin. I got a long day tomorrow and I need my beauty sleep. You boys are gonna shut up and go to bed or I'll knock you both out.
This is a fight between men. You just mind your own business, you nosy bitch.
I'm the first officer. Everything on this ship is my business. And if any of you ever calls me that again, I'll do more than knock him out. Get to bed.
Rise and shine, earthworms. You've got work to do. My head. Move, move, move. We are jumping in 12 hours, and I want this ship spotless when we do. Scrub every pot and pan in this galley.
My arm's gonna fall off.
Clean every toilet in this head.
I'm going to throw up.
Check every wire in this bulkhead for shorts, then repeat the process for every bulkhead on this deck.
Ow! Shit! Son of a bitch! Damn it! Fuck this stupid wall!
We are jumping in 20 minutes. All power shuts down for 2 hours after the wormhole jump, so you will need to wear these spacesuits. Put them on and check each other's suits for faults. Then go to the bridge and do the same for the command crew.
Looking A-okay, Nick.
Your suit's in working order, Sans.
You don't want to feel me one more time, to be sure? I got this weird bulge between my legs. I think you better check it out.
Why? Did your mommy forget to explain that to you?
Oh, snap!
Just shut up. You're good to go, Fatty.
No faults here. In fact, I'd say you're pretty much perfect, Sapphire.
Then stop touching me. Honestly, boys, have you never heard of sexual harassment?
Of course I've heard of it. I do it all the time. I did it yesterday with 2 girls.
All hands, stand by for wormhole jump. Commence system check.
Tactical is green. All systems optimal.
You're all set, Lieutenant Smash.
Navigational course is charted, Captain. No computer errors detected. We're ready for jump, Sub-Commander Lin.
Britt, how are things going down in the engine room? Do we have full power yet?
It's all bloody fantastic down here. I'm only sweating my ass off trying to get these rundown buckets of bolts to full power. Keep your pants on. You'll get your power, you wanker.
Just make sure I have it in the next few minutes, you old drunk. You're good to go, Captain. What does it look like, Vincent?
No space-time anomalies. No rogue gravity waves. Everything looks textbook, Captain. Smooth sailing.
Your pseudo-keep, bit. Commander Vincent!
We have full engine power. Prepare to divert remaining atmosphere to sick bay and engineering. T-minus 10 seconds to wormhole jump. All hands prepare for jump in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, jump.
We've arrived in the Cervantes system.
All hands, status report. Is everyone all right here?
A-okay, Captain.
Doing fine, sir.
Takes more than that to shake Lieutenant Smash.
Hey, LeBron. Commander Vincent. Doesn't look so hot.
Holy hell, there's something wrong with her.
I can't breathe.
It's her suit, it's leaking. Jones, grab an oxygen tank. I'm on it.
What did you do to her, Sans?
I didn't. It's not my fault. I checked the suit. It was working. I know it was working. Oh, God.
She's losing oxygen fast.
I've got the tank.
What's wrong with it?
The intake valve won't open. The emergency seal isn't engaging.
The farm. Oh, my.
No, you hang in there.
She's gone, sir.
What's happening? I checked it. It was working. It's not my fault. It can't be. You have to believe it's not my fault. I didn't want this to happen. If that's what you think. I know that's what you're thinking. But I didn't. I didn't do anything wrong here. I checked the suit. I checked the suit. I checked the suit. I checked the suit.
Get a hold of yourself, man.
Nick, you believe me, don't you?
Captain, we have a problem. I'm detecting dozens of meteors in our perimeter.
Auxiliary power to hold plating. Brace for impact!
Can the crew of the Challenge survive the meteor crisis? Find out next time. Please support future ScanSpace serials by pledging $5 a month to our Patreon account. Just click the link on our Facebook page.